वी फील फ्राइटेंड दैट व्हाट विल हैपन नेक्स्ट. सो वी आर सो कंफ्यूज दैट वी फील दैट वी आर नॉट सेफ.
What is next for the people of India? Joining us now from New Delhi is Sudhanand Dume, an Asia Society fellow in Washington, D.C., and author of My Friend, the Fanatic. Sudhanand, it was great having you with us to help keep us sort of close to the facts and the truth last week. As things begin to become clear in New Delhi this week, is this story more about resilience or reshuffling as Indians begin to come to grips with these attacks?
Well, so far it's really a story of both. The reshuffling is really is symbolized by the political fallout, which has been quite intense. We've lost the Home Minister has been changed. The Chief Minister of Maharashtra State, which is one of the largest states, looks like he will be gone too. His deputy has already resigned. So you're seeing very major political repercussions. The regional repercussions, I think, are going to be the story as we look ahead for the rest of the week. And that really is a question of what kind of proof India has of Pakistani involvement and what kind of involvement that is.
And if the proof emerges and is enough for the rhetoric to sort of get ramped up in India, we could be facing in a matter of weeks a situation in South Asia where you have a very weak civilian government in Pakistan and a teetering government in India in the midst of an inflamed, passionate sort of situation of charges and countercharges.
Yes. I do think that that there's going to be tremendous pressure, tremendous domestic pressure to do something, partly because of the enormity of this attack, but also because we must remember that this is not the first attack. This is the first attack on this kind of scale, but India has been suffering tremendously from a series of terrorist attacks, bombings in various cities, and there's a tremendous pent-up anger also. So there will be a lot of political pressure on the government, but at the same time, there will be advice from the international community to make sure that this does not spill into something even larger. So it remains to be seen which way this is going to play out.
Oh, well, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is expected in India and will be holding a news conference later today. But let's go back to, let's just unpack the rhetoric of what you're saying. The tremendous pressure to do something. Are you talking about a military retaliation? This isn't as simple as simply closing the border to Gaza like Israel and the occupied territories. It would be hard to figure out what the return address is of these attacks.
I think there will be pressure to show that Pakistan cannot get away with this with impunity. I personally do not see a military strike emerging from this. I think the government has been very careful in its pronouncements so far. It's been careful to link elements in Pakistan rather than the Pakistani state. And I think that there are a host of other measures, including diplomatic measures, that would be considered long before it escalates to the point of a military conflict. However, one thing that is going to be key in the decision-making in New Delhi
very quickly
is to what extent the U.S. government and the international community can assure India that things in Pakistan are going to change and going to change for the better.
It's all about reassurance. Sudhanand Dume, Asia Society fellow in Washington and author of My Friend, the Fanatic. He spoke to us from New Delhi. Thank you, Sudhanand.
Thank you for having me.